Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Dalid Omud Beis. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Chav Gimel. And yesterday, in the Deir Shur footnotes, we had a very interesting discussion that we have to complete today regarding washing utensils on Shabbos. So we'll actually begin today's share on Kuf Nun Dalid Omud Aleph with Deir Shur footnote number 22. And he brings down, V'kelim hamunochem bi'ofan shehu bizoyon l'Shabbos. If you have a lot of unwashed dishes on Shabbos, which you did not have a heter to wash because you're not going to need them further on Shabbos, im yamdu kach below hadoch, if they were to sit there all Shabbos long, it would be bothersome to you. So then, similar to an unmade bed, Sha'av sha'osu latzio so l'tzorach motzei Shabbos, and now let it go make an unmade bed for usage, not for Shabbos afternoon shluth, but for motzei Shabbos. Nevertheless, in both of these situations, imhu bizoyon l'Shabbos, if it's going to bother you, it's going to be neglectful, disgraceful, so to say, to the Shabbos, that you have a whole bunch of unwashed dishes around in your kitchen, or your beds are unmade, in tishor amita lo mutzas, mutu latzioso, you're allowed to go and make the bed because that's considered a tzorach of Shabbos. So too, if you're going to have over here a disheveled kitchen, it's going to bother you. Or if you're going to have guests coming in and they're going to be embarrassing you by having such a dirty house, so you'd be allowed to go and wash these dishes on Shabbos. What about putting your unwashed dishes into the dishwasher? Obviously, you're not going to turn the dishwasher on, but you want to remove them from sight. Are you allowed to do this? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe brings down, She'ein b'zeh mishum iser hachana. There is no problem over here if you're preparing for Matzah Shabbos over here, because l'tzorech haShabbos atzma, you want to make sure that these dishes aren't outside on Shabbos. So if somebody comes and sees them, you're not going to be embarrassed. You have dirty dishes all over the place, and it's not going to be b'chavadik for Shabbos. So therefore, you're allowed to put it into the dishwasher on Shabbos. However, he does say, you shouldn't try to put them in exactly the way that they're supposed to be done for Motzei Shabbos, because in this situation, that would be preparing Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. Although, I guess if you have no room, so you're allowed to stack them in a way that allows you to put them in an efficient way, so that you don't have the dirty dishes still lying outside. Then he says, what about rinsing off utensils? You're not going to wash them now, but you just rinse them off so you get some of the grease and the schmutz off them, will make it easy to clean Matzei Shabbos. So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that is permissible. Mishum shenech shavrach kimonea lichloch garua meikli, because that's just preventing, so to say, trouble. Matzei Shabbos, you won't have to scrub so hard. And he says one is allowed to do this. However, he says, but you shouldn't do that with your hands. You should just let it go underneath the faucet and rinse it off. But you shouldn't wipe it with your hands. However, he does bring down a more machmir opinion from Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion. Zatzalu writes, "Sha'osu lishros v'mayim kli im eino zakuk lo l'Shabbos." You shouldn't do this, even rinsing it underwater, if you don't need it on Shabbos. It is considered preparing for chol. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, "Ubesuda shlishis et shalishudis," that goes beyond the bein hashmashos, and you want to go and still prepare things for that Suda. So now it's, quote, after the Bein HaShmashos. So he brings down for Shlomo Zalman that that's not a problem. Yesh Lahokel. Shafel Pishi Yesh Lestapik. You do have a concern. Is it really Ay Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? And it's possible that you're preparing on Shabbos for Matzei Shabbos in this situation, because some of the Suda may be Matzei Shabbos. He says the bottom line is, the Hoesu of here is only Midrabanan and Safik the Rabbanan Lakula. And he brings down furthermore that you'd be allowed to go and take out the Mayim Achronim on that meal at the beginning of the meal, because even though that's going to be for, quote, after Shabbos is over, nevertheless, since you're still going to be benching and say, Ritzei, Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, so it's not considered preparing Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. That catches us up on the washing dishes questions that we addressed in yesterday's shir. And we begin now with Siv Zion in the Mechaber. And he writes, Mutu lahatbil kli chodosh haton tvila. A person's allowed to go and be tovel, to go and immerse a kli in a mikvah, a brand new kli that requires immersing in a mikvah because it was owned by a non-Jewish person, it was made by a non-Jewish person, so you'd be allowed to go and be tovel that on Shabbos. And that opinion is the lenient opinion that's brought down by the Rosh, Midivrei Arif, and this is also Mashma from the Rambam. However, then the Mechaber brings down a stricter opinion, and this is brought down the Baragola Oslamit in the name of the Rosh himself, and the Rav HaMagid in the name of the Rashba, that you're not allowed to do this. V'yesh Ostrim, that you can't go betovel something on Shabbos. What should a Yori Shemayim do? So the Mechaber tells us, V'yori Shemayim Yetzias Kulam, you can fulfill both the opinions over here by doing the following. He says, a Yori Shemayim should get around this Machlokas. V'yitena Klilenu Yehudi, give the utensil that you own to a non-Jewish person b'matana, as a present. Now it's owned by the non-Jewish person. It's perfectly kosher. You know he hasn't done anything with it. V'yachzor v'yishalenu mimenu. And now borrow it back from him. So you're borrowing a utensil from a non-Jewish person, the ein tzarich tefillah. And that does not require immersion in a mikvah for you to use it. And this way you'll get around the problem of should you or should you not immerse it in a mikvah on Shabbos. Now there's a lot to discuss about this. So let's begin with the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed. He tells us, "Afilu hayalo hakli kodim Shabbos yontiv." We're talking here that you had this vessel in your possession before Shabbos yontiv started, and therefore you could have done it then, but you didn't. So therefore, you're still allowed to go according to the first lenient opinion and be tovil it on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, if you received this kli right before yontiv and you didn't have an opportunity to be tovil it before yontiv, we're going to learn in Simen Tuf Kuf Tes that Mutur Lahatbila B'Yontif. On Yontif, you'd be allowed to go and be Tovelis. L'tzorach Tashmishu Ayom L'choladeos. This would be permissible, according to everybody, to use this Kli after you immerse it on Yontif, because this would be in the category of Machshiri Ochol Nefesh. You're allowed to go cook on Shabbos to prepare the food. So you'd be allowed to be Tovelis on Shabbos in order to prepare the Kli for usage. However, Ach Ein Morin Kein Lachem. You shouldn't publicize this to other people. They'll be lenient in this regard, and that's not proper to go teach people that that is okay. Mishnah Berurah continues, Uladas also, according to the more stricter opinion, Afilu Higia Lo Kli B'Shabbos. How strict are they that even if you got the Kli only on Shabbos, not that you had it before Shabbos, you only got it on Shabbos. For example, Shenosa Lo Ha'enu Yehudi Matana, the non-Jewish person, gave you a brand new utensil. Afilu Hochi Osir. Nevertheless, you're still not allowed to go immerse it according to the Machmer opinion. Because it looks like you're going and fixing this Kli via the immersion. The Mitchilo Hoy Osir L'shtamishba, because originally you weren't allowed to use it because it requires Tvila. And therefore, now when you're using it, you've fixed it. Well, the kach osim in the rabbanon. Therefore, this machmir opinion says you shouldn't use this. It's an issur derabbanon to use it. Issue footnote number 25 brings down the case. What happens if you make a tikkun on a kli that's not recognizable through the five senses? For example, it's a magnet that you're somehow magnetizing something on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says shlechora nechshav k'misakin kli. That also would be called misakin kli. Even though it's not recognizable through the physical senses, you can't pick it up by touch or taste or something like that, but since it is something that has changed, it is forbidden. And he says this is a kal v'chomer from our din over here of Tfilas Kelim, or Hafreshes Trumus U'Maisos, Sha'asurim B'Shabbos Mishum Misakin. The issue footnote number 27 says, Ulahat bil kli be'erev Shabbos ben hashmashos. What about immersing something ben hashmashos? So in Simon Reish Samach Aleph, we learn sha'osu, that that's not allowed as well. And the Mishnah Berurah over there said, Shimul tzarech Shabbos ve'en kli le'acher. If it, however, is for Shabbos usage and you have no other utensil, then it would be permissible to do it ben hashmashos and even to make a bracha. And he says, actually, that's the preferable way that one should do this ben hashmashos rather than relying upon all the other etzos that we're going to give over here in Siv Zayin. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, he told us that the lenient opinion says you can even be immersing a kli chadash over here. For example, hanikach min ho'eino Yehudi. A friend of yours gives you in the package a brand new pot, and you're going to use it over here in a perfectly permissible way on Shabbos, but it requires a tefillah. So the lenient opinion says you're allowed to be tovelit. The Mechaber did not mention what type of utensil we're dealing with over here. Umashma, and therefore it appears the afilu kli mateches. This would even be true for a metal utensil like a pot. The Habi poskim svirulu the tefilahu min haTorah. Even though this immersion, according to many poskim, is required min haTorah. And the Gam HaMechaber, Sosam came Biyoridea, Simon Kuf Chof Siv Dalet, Yud Dalet, and even the Mechaber himself doesn't distinguish over there. Gam Ken Mutu Lahatbo, therefore you would be allowed to go and be Tovel according to this lenient opinion over here, even if it's something that requires an immersion Midar Raisa. However, the Mishnah Berurah says there's a huge discussion over here, Ayin and the Bir Halacha, about this. So in Dibra Maskel, Mutu Lahatbo, in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim first gives four different reasons from Amoraim in the Gemara as to what the potential problems are with being tovel something over here on Shabbos or Yontif. He then goes through a whole discussion about which are the Halacha L'maisa applications, but then at the end of this footnote, I'm starting to read from two lines into the wide lines at the bottom of this long Bir Halacha, he writes, Hachanami, Hatvila B'Kelim Chadoshim Einenu L'Hosir HaTumah kilo nitma. We're really not immersing this over here to remove any tumah. The only reason we're immersing it over here is rak b'shul shiyotzim yirushus ein yehudi ubal l'kedushas Yisrael, because it went from a non-Jewish status to now belonging to a yid status, and therefore hitzuich haTorah tefila. The Torah wanted us to immerse it for a spiritual elevation, as the Gemara in Yerushalmi says. Umin haTorah ein shum isur lishtamish ba, and technically there is no isur daraisa over here to use this, no matter what, and even according to the opinion, and even according to the Rabbanon that said you can't use this mid Rabbanon until you've used it, it's al kopanim. If somebody did use it over here, in a meichel nesa l'kuliyama, the food inside it would not be usher, and therefore al kain lo mikre zeh b'shem misakin, and therefore that's the explanation over here why it would not be an issur of misakin even for a metal pot. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah now continues in Sifkat Lamed Beis and explains the more strict opinion, which we said was brought down in the name of the Rush and the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Rashba. And that is, Hainu afilu b'kliz chuslis, even in something which is a glass utensil, which is certainly only midrabbanan, b'afilu l'tzorek Shabbos, and even if it's needed for Shabbos usage, this Machmir opinion says you're not allowed to be tovelit. This is brought down in the name of the Olas Tomid and the El Yerabba. So what should a Yorei Shemayim do? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber is telling us, Mashma d'mitzad adin maskim al de'arishona. We technically pass in like the more lenient first opinion. But if you want to get around being over the more machmir opinion, do the following. And he says, Einan Darki Moshe shekosa d'medina yesh livso kedasi yeshoshim. And the Ramah himself in the Darki Moshe says, he doesn't comment over here, but he says that you should really follow the more strict opinion. V'chein posak b'tshuva shagas ayeh, simenun vav. The shagas ayeh also passes like the more machmir opinion. And therefore, we call makom im avar v'toval efshar d'mutu l'shtamish bo. However, even though we have the Darki Moshe and the shagas ayeh saying that you should follow the stricter opinion, since there is this more lenient opinion over here, given the Yesh Matirim Nafilu L'Chatrila, there are those that allow this to be toveled, even L'Chatrila, after you have gone and toveled it, you're allowed to use it. And he brings down the Sharetzio in Oslamid Beis, this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and he brings down the Prima Gadim, that whenever you have a situation, we have a Machlokis over here, Midrabbanan, Ein Lesor B'di'evid, you don't have to be Machmir B'di'evid if they follow the lenient opinion. And Dirshu footnote number 28 brings down the reasoning behind this, is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Yud Ches Sivkot and Beis, She'isser Lehanos Mimalocha She'naso B'Shabbos, and the actual Isser to use something that was done on Shabbos is a Knas, and the rabbis didn't set up a Knas in a situation of Sofik the Rabbanan, because we go Sofik the Rabbanan Kula. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "V'im yesh lo sofek al hakli im hitzricha tefila or not." If there's a doubt, does this type of utensil require tefila or not? So then, certainly, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Nira li yesh lismoch al deha rishon ulat tefila lechatchila." Then you can rely upon the more lenient opinion that says you're allowed to immerse a kli on Shabbos. Kishi iev shalol lasos b'nei kalo etzos hamuvaros b'shulchan aruch. If you have no ability to have a non-Jewish person give it to him and then borrow it back from him, as we just discussed, or any of the other etzos that we will discuss now. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Daled says you can give it to the non-Jewish person, then borrow it back from him. So he says, V'afel gav de'osu litein matan b'Shabbos. Even though we normally don't allow you to go do transactions on Shabbos, you can't give somebody a matan on Shabbos. Kimosha kosa b'simin shenvav, ha'chashari mishum tzorach Shabbos. Here we allow you to do this because there's no alternative, and you need it for Shabbos. Dishu footnote number 29 asks, what about just making it hefker and then using it? So we have a machlokas over here. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that that is forbidden. When you're using this on Shabbos, it's as if you went and reacquired it back from hefker. Nevertheless, he says, if you have a shasad chak and you can't use any of the other heterim that we had, then you could use this idea of making it hefker. However, Yashiv Zatzal Lechatchila says Mutter b'Shabbos lahavkir kli ulishtamish bo below tefila, but you should have in mind that you're not using it over here as having reacquired it from hefker, but it still belongs to hefker. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Hey tells us that after we gave it to the non-Jewish person, we should borrow it back from him. When we call Malkum, the Mishnah Berurah says la'achar haShabbos storach latbilo. After Shabbos, you have to go and immerse this utensil. Why? Even the l'besof yenishka hakli tachas yada, because it's going to be kept by you, even though technically you gave it to the guy as a matana. He's not asking for this chalon pot back, and therefore, since you're going to be using it regularly, you should immerse it after Shabbos. And therefore, it's considered hu kishalois, as if it's yours. And this is brought down kenkos of a taz baby ra'ilazir. The taz brought this down lahalocha, and he brings a proof to it. However, mikol makom yat bilenu b'loy bracha. According to this taz, you should not make a bracha on this tefillah because technically belongs to the non-Jewish person. Or alternatively, oyatbil kli acher imo, or go immerse a utensil that does definitely require a bracha on it, make the bracha and have in mind for both of them, yivarach hashneim, and that's perfectly acceptable as well. The issue footnote number 31 does point out, however, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says The only time that this Taz comes up and says that you don't make a bracha is if you never officially acquired it back from the non-Jewish person who you gave it to as a matana. However, if after Shabbos you go and request that you now own this again, the non-Jewish person gives it back to you fully, and he gives you the kli back as a matana, so to say, to you, then everybody would agree, even the Taz, tzorach levorach al tfilas hakli, you would have to go make a bracha on this tefillah over here. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. He has another eitz over here. If this utensil that you now have in your possession that requires a tefillah is used normally to fill up water, and that's why you're going to use it now. So he says, great idea. Go take water from the mikvah. But also lola tefillah. And while you're getting water from the mikvah, you've also immersed this utensil in the mikvah, and that's a perfectly good way to accomplish both the tefillah as well as getting the water that you need. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Vav explains the Einu Mavarach. In this situation, you definitely don't make a bracha. Does Einu Muchach Sh'os L'Shem Tefillah, because it's not clear that you're doing this L'Shem Tefillah. You're doing this to fill up the water, and therefore you can't make a bracha. Even though you've accomplished the tefillah, you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, U'Pashut is a Dafka im Ein Lo Kli Achel L'Tzorach Shabbos. This should only be utilized, this suggestion of the Ramah to get around the problem of being Tovel Lid on Shabbos when you may not be allowed to, should only be used if you have no other utensil to go get water from on Shabbos. Because if you do, the Lav Hachi also, if you have another utensil, then why are you doing it with this one? Because you're losing out on the Bracha. In this way, you're doing the Tefillah and you're not making a Bracha, and therefore you shouldn't do this unless you have no alternative whatsoever. Now, in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Masko, Yemalenu Mayim, the Chofetz Chaim says, in the Mishnah Berurah, I told you that you're not supposed to make a brach over here. And this is based upon the Magen Avraham. But I, myself, the Chofetz Chaim says, I have a question, Koshli. The Im Kain Be'isha Nida, the Kaimalon Be'yoridea, the Muteris Litbo B'Shabbos, a woman is allowed to go to the mikvah on Friday night, Vatam Mishum Dinira Kameka, because it looks like she's going just to cool off, and therefore it doesn't look like she's going to the mikvah and, so to say, being misakin herself. And nobody over there says that she shouldn't make a bracha because it's not clear that she's going for the purposes of mikvah, she's going kemekar. So how come they don't say over there that she's not allowed to make a bracha? And he says, I found this question finally asked also in the Yeshuas Yaakov. And the Yeshuas Yaakov gives a teretz over there, Mishum Dimin Hagin Levarach Achar Tefillah, because we make the bracha after the tefillah. And therefore, Bishas Tefillah Lo Minkar, at the time of the tefillah, it's not recognizable. So therefore, after the tefillah, she's allowed to go make the bracha. Abolzeh dochak. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this teretz, and he goes to a very long arichas to go and explain why we don't make a bracha in this situation. Ayin shom the rest of this bir halacha. The issue footnote number 32 gives a teretz for the Magen Avraham who brought this din down, and he brings it from the Ketzos HaShulchan, Sheshona Tvilas Odom Tvilas Kelim. There's a difference between a person immersing himself and utensils being immersed. Shekein Odom HaTovel Nira Kosekin Litzorcho Ulan Oso. When a person goes into the mikvah, he's obviously getting personal benefit from it, as the Gemara in Beis tells us. V'kivim she'ein tfiloso begeder melocho klal, and since there's technically no iser involved in his going into the mikvah, ein locho shenira kimisakin, it doesn't look like he's going and fixing himself, afim yivorech ala tfilah, even if he makes a bracha on the tfilah, v'yifarsim b'kach shekavonaso l'sakin his gufo, even though he's obviously therefore declaring that he's doing it to fix his body. Because technically there's no iser involved over here, because he's doing this for his own personal benefit. As opposed to when you tovel a kli, that the Chazal said you have to go and be tovel over here, and it looks like you're being masakin the kli. Therefore, when you're making a bracha on it, and you're putting the kli in to go fill it up with water, to get water, but you're also being tovel it, that looks too much like you're clearly being masakin the kli, as opposed to a person going into the mikvah. Furthermore, he brings down from the Ketzos HaShulchan that the whole gzeira, according to the Magen Avraham, is only on a kli, but not on a person. Because a kli, you could maybe think that if I can do this tikkun, I can do a real tikkun, a melacha mamish. Therefore, the rabbi said, you can't do this over here, even though technically you're not doing anything wrong, but it makes it look too much like a tikkun kli, which could lead to a problem. But by a person, there's no way that you can do a melacha to be masakin a person on Shabbos. And if the reason for not immersing a person, so to say, is only based on tikkun kelim, therefore the same concerns don't apply. And the rabbis were not gozer in this situation. Finally, brings down from Moshe Feinstein, that's all in the Shelos, the true Zegris Moshe, who explains the Magen Avraham as follows. Shebekli tikunohu hachnososu lemayim. With a kli, you're fixing it by having the water enter it. Bilu lekicha samayim letzorcho eino chelek me'atvila. And the bringing in of the water into this kli has no benefit for the tvila itself. Ela maisi nosa b'shasotsos hakli misham. it's so to say a side effect of your immersing the kli, that now there's water inside of it. And therefore, if you were to make a bracha, you're demonstrating that it's not for the purposes of the water that's coming up, but it was for the purposes of immersing the kli in the mikvah. But for a person, there is no water that's coming up with them. Hariyu miskara, the nitar boso maisa, the actual tahara, as well as cooling off, comes simultaneously. Therefore, there's no issa for a person to make a bracha on the immersion as opposed to the kli. With this, we conclude today's shir.